cheers his film before a live studio audience.
Hello.
Carla, what are you doing here? You're not doing for another hour.
I had to get out of my house. It was a zoo. Serafina took the hedge clippers to the shag carpet. Little Lud unplugged the refrigerator to see if frozen peas melt faster than ice cream. Gino made a volcano for a science project in the microwave. And on top of everything else, me and Eddie had a big fight.
Oh, geez, what about?
He had the nerve to say, I don't know how to control my kids. I don't know. We just can't seem to see eye to eye on the right way to discipline.
Carl, it's for you. Oh.
Hello? I thought we settled this. No, you definitely cannot hit him. No, you cannot lock him in the closet, and you absolutely cannot wash his mouth out with soap. Anne-Marie, you untie your stepfather right now!
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see the troubles are. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Cheers. Yeah, hi, Carla. Bye, Carla.
Hey, what was that about?
Just Carla reminding us it's her night off.
No, I mean, you ever feel like we're getting a little rut here?
How do you mean, Cliff?
Every day we come into the same bar. Sit in the same stools, drink beer, night after night. I mean, there's got to be something a little bit more to life.
Clippy, for the last time, I am not changing bar stools with you.
Well, I for one applaud your desire to shake things up a bit, Cliff. Sometimes I think I'd give anything for a change, no matter how slight, in this deadly, unvarying routine of life.
What can I get you, Dr. Crane?
The usual. So, Sam, anything interesting in the corporate newsletter there?
Oh, well, let's see here. Yes. Did you know that the corporation that owns this bar purchases 1% of all the string made in America?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
My blood pressure sample.
Oh, come on, guys. Must be something going on in our lives that we can talk about. Well, Norm, what did you do today?
Well, I just about finished the first coat of paint at Cliff's apartment.
Well, yawns all around. Next.
I got a ticket this weekend.
Oh, buddy, we're not that desperate.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Parking or moving?
Parking. But it was my own fault. I let the meter run out while I was watching them film Spencer for Hire.
What? Spencer for Hire? That's my favorite. Was Robert Urich there?
Oh, yeah, it's his show.
And you saw him? Oh, my God.
Oh, Normie over here has met him.
You lie! What's he really like?
Well, yeah, he just sped past me in his BMW, but he seemed like a real courteous driver.
You know, I've heard that about him.
Oh, would you stop it? I mean, a guy puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. Why is everybody so gaga over actors like this?
Hold it, hold it. I'm still picturing him with his pants down around his ankles.
So, what? How long did you watch him film?
Till some guy came up and put me in one of the crowd scenes.
Now, wait.
Whoa, you're going to be on national TV? Weren't you nervous?
Yeah, I was until I talked to Mr. Urich.
You talked to him? I'm dying. What did he say?
Said it was a cold day.
And what did you say?
I agreed with him.
Ooh, good work.
Then I loaned him my gloves.
Yeah, what did he say?
Thanks.
Can't you just hear him?
You know, the truth is, I know how you feel. I felt the same way about Haley Mills when I was 12.
When weren't you 12?
Hello, ladies. Can I help you?
We're here about the book club.
Oh, you probably have us confused with the public library. It happens all the time. It's two blocks down.
This is Cheers, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But there's
Excuse
no
me.
Way.
I'm Rebecca Howe. You must be Mrs. Miller.
Yes. We're here to make the final arrangements for our Sunday night meetings.
Great. Well, let me show you the back room. I hope everything suits your needs.
Yoo-hoo. Miss Howe, can I speak to you for a minute?
You go on ahead and I'll join you in just a minute.
What is this about a book club?
Ever since I arrived here, I have been desperately trying to upgrade the clientele in this bar.
You will upgrade some other night. Sunday is the night that we have our weekly pool tournament.
You said it, that's right.
We'll just have your pool tournament another night.
All right. Like we can rearrange our schedule here, right?
What about Monday night?
Oh, guys, we got a lady right off the boat here. Doesn't speak any English. Tell her what happens Monday night, will you please?
Football!
How about Tuesday?
Darts night.
Wednesday.
Well, recovery from darts night.
Thursday's poker night.
Friday's a night to howl.
And Saturday night is date night. So what does that leave us?
Horny on Sundays.
Yo.
The book club will meet here on Sunday, period.
Miss Howe, we have a few questions.
Of course.
Say, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but you ladies comprise a book club?
Yes, that's right.
Well, a salon of the 80s. You know, it's encouraging to meet a group of adults who still read in this day and age rather than pay homage to the great god television. I can't tell you how hard.
Excuse me, I have a cigarette going back there.
Of course.
Hey, Woody, when you were on the set there, did you see any famous actresses, eh?
No.
What about all the drug stuff you hear about in show business? See any of that?
No.
There's a lot of the juicy backstabbing going on the set.
No.
Hey, guys, you gotta hear these stories.
Yeah.
So, Naomi, you think I'll be through painting my apartment tomorrow or what?
Yeah, I'll finish up tomorrow. Can you have a check ready for me, Cliff?
Well, I'll give you one now. P, to the order of Norman Peterson, $1 zillion. There you go. Buy yourself a yacht, young fella.
Cliff, you are going to pay me for this job, aren't you?
Hey, Naomi, look, you didn't charge me last year when you painted Ma's house, did you?
Well, that was before I was a professional.
Oh, I'll say we never did get those windows unstuck.
I finished half your place. I'll be happy to come by and finish the rest of it, okay? I appreciate a check. If you got a problem with that, why don't we work out a payment schedule right now?
Look, money is not a problem, you know that. It's just, I'm not a cheap man.
Oh, a statement on wager has never been uttered by anyone but a cheap man.
Look, now, if I knew you were going to charge me for all this, I would have demanded a better job. Now, I've been letting you slide, buddy.
If you think the work is so worthless, just finish it yourself, Cliff.
Well, not that I couldn't. I mean, it doesn't exactly take a Phi Beta Kappa to stick a brush in a bucket and slap it on a wall, does it? I mean, any monkey can do that, huh?
Oh, yeah, as opposed to the high level of skill and precision it takes to shove a postcard through a slot.
That's enough. Okay, enough. I mean, I'm waiting for an apology.
Fine, I'll drop it in the mail. That way I'll never get it.
Well, I certainly don't have to stand here and take that.
Good news, everyone. I found a way to make them leave.
You'll rue this day, my friend. I am going to make a laughing stock out of you in front of your whole pseudo profession.
Barry Joan Crawford.
Glad you guys could make it. Wipe your feet there, would you?
What time's the game start?
Oh, any minute now, Woody.
Hey, look at this place.
Hey, so this is what you finally picked out, huh?
Yeah. Was it everything I thought it'd be there, Sammy?
No, I like it.
Well, you know, I've been meaning to have you guys over here for a while now. I want to take this opportunity to make a public apology to my pal Naomi here. I got out of line a little bit the other night in the bar, and I just hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me then.
Don't worry about it. I said some stupid things, too.
Hey, see that apple in the underwear commercial there? Yeah. He played a doorman in my Spencer for Hire.
Oh, yeah?
Talk about range.
You know, it's actually a good paint job.
Oh, yeah, thanks, sir. Now, yeah, I thought I could do this by myself, but when I started, I realized that I needed somebody with your specialized skills and talents here, you know?
Yeah, well, takes a big man to admit that, Cliff.
Oh.
Glad you appreciate the value of professional labor.
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Listen, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to introduce you to the skilled artisan who did this fine work.
Oh,
yeah, he's in the bathroom over here finishing up. Hey, Dwayne, come on out here.
Cheers. Oh, hang on a second. Mr. Peterson, it's Mr. Clayton. Come on now, it's been a whole week. Maybe he wants to make up.
Take a message.
Can I take a message? Okie dokie.
What do you say?
What are you doing there?
Miss Howe put moi in charge of refreshments for the book club.
Cool. Yeah, well, what are those?
Finger sandwiches. You know, the part that takes the most time is getting that middle knuckle right.
Woody, they don't actually have to look like fingers.
Yeah, right, Sam.
Boy, it hardly feels like a Sunday without a pool cue in my hand.
Yeah. Why don't we go to Old Town Tavern, shoot some stuff?
No. Yeah. Oh, what are you kidding? Tonight happens to be Woody's big debut on Spencer for Hire.
Can't imagine what it's going to be like to see somebody we actually know up on that TV screen.
Well, Norm, I'm loath to chide you for your short memory, but I appeared on the tube just a few short weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, Fraser, no offense, but a bunch of do-gooders sitting around jabbering about a nuclear freeze is one thing. We're talking prime-time cop show here.
Evening, ladies. I'm really excited about you being here. The rest of your group's already in the back.
Oh, thank you very much. It should be a special evening. Tonight we're discussing English agrarian life before the Reform Bill, as portrayed in Eliot's Middlemarch. Would you care to join us?
You know, actually, we were just discussing that at the bar, and I'm a little burned out on it.
Miss Howe, I put the tea and the lemonade in the back for the ladies, and these are ready for you.
Thank you, Woody. Woody, when I said I wanted finger sandwich, these look delicious.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm missing something in my tea.
All right, a lemon here, sugar?
A touch of brandy.
Oh, well, all right. There you go.
Don't be shy. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, my Spencer for Hire's on.
Now, Woody, when's your big scene?
It's hard to tell. You know, on television, we shoot out of sequence.
I wonder if you might have a little gin back there.
Gin in a bar? Whoa! It's your lucky day. There you go.
Thank you. See, I've had this cold.
That's the street I was on. That's my scene.
Right.
There, right there in the corner.
The fire hydrant.
No, right next to it. That's my sleeve.
Woody, we can't see your face.
What? Don't you recognize my shirt?
That distinctive plain white one?
All right, well, now it's gone to commercial.
Oh, Woody, tell me, that's it?
Hey, you know, lots of people have white shirts.
And arms.
How do we know you were even on the show, Woody?
Of course I was. Oh, you gotta believe me.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's you driving the little chuck wagon right now, huh?
No, I swear, I met Robert Urich and everything.
Yeah, well, let us know when your pants are on Dallas.
What should we do with the broken sailor? What should we do with the broken sailor?
hell is happening to our book club?
I think it had something to do with that last round of margaritas.
Right now.
Oh, let me handle this. You're not used to dealing with those rowdy book club types.
Sam, this is my bar. I am in charge. I am perfectly capable of restoring order.
You are so cute when you're macho.
Hey, Woods, I'm just curious. Did a lot of other shirts audition for that role?
Hey, Woody, there's an article in here that says your shirt is now dating Morgan Fairchild. She says they're just friends.
Come on, guys. I'm telling you, I really did do it.
Sure thing, Woody.
Cheers. Oh, hi, Robert Urich. Yeah, this is your old pal, Woody. Oh, well, I thought your performance was wonderful tonight, too. Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, that shirt? Yeah, I picked it out myself. Sears, I think. Yeah, okay, well, thanks for calling. I'll see you around the studio. All right, bye. See?
How could we have ever doubted?
Boy, do we have egg on our face, huh?
Come on.
Boy, you sure taught them a lesson, didn't you? By the way, what do they do with a drunken sailor?
Malone, get in there.
Oh, so you do need me, huh? The right man for the job.
No, you don't understand. They asked for you.
They did?
Yes, they said, send in Zulman with Ripley.
Did you hear that? Could you say that slower, please?
The tall hunk with the rippling rump.
And you automatically thought of me.
Isn't that interesting?
Would you just get him out of here, please?
I will ripple them into submission. You catching that?
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi, Cliff. Hey, where's your monkey?
Oh, no, that's not my monkey. I just rented him to play the little joke on Naomi. Good one, huh, Zippy?
Yeah, it gets funnier every time you mention it, Cliff. It's funny when you sent me over that crate of bananas. Really funny when you started having my mail addressed to Cheetah. Particularly hilarious when you sent over the organ grinder. You know, Cliff, you just keep getting funnier and funnier. You get any funnier, I may have to kill you.
That's it. Call the cops.
What are they doing?
They're grabbing me, teasing me, making fun of me, and stuffing money down my shorts. Hey, small bills, too. That's great.
Fresh meat! Fresh meat! Send in the young one! Fresh
meat! Say, is the book club still meeting?
After a fashion.
Oh, well, good. You know, I dropped by the office and dug up an old paper I wrote when I was an undergrad. I was always rather proud of it. So I thought I might share it with you.
Grace, I don't think you understand what's going on back there.
Well, Sam, you're hardly one to condescend to me. Oh, ladies!
Good God! Please, I'm a doctor!
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. 20. 40. Yeah. Not bad for a night's work.
You got 4. I only got 10.
Well, Sam, perhaps you didn't shake it until they couldn't take it. Well, let me see. Where are my keys? Oh, that's right. I was using them as castanets.
What are you doing, Woody?
I'm wringing my hands with guilt.
Oh, I don't think I've actually seen that before. Why?
I told a terrible lie to the guy, Sam.
Oh, you mean about being on that TV show?
No, that was true, but I got a telephone call and I pretended it was Robert Urich on the other end. I mean, I didn't hurt anybody or anything, although your plumber seemed a little confused.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm sure everyone will forgive you.
But it was a lie, Sam, and I've never told a lie before.
What?
No, wait, that's a lie. I told a lie. See, now that's two lies. See how much easier it gets? Oh, my God, I'm out of control. What's next, murder?
No.
Looks like the old pool tournament is out again for next week.
Oh, yeah, fancy that. What did you tell Norm? When he hears that, he'll go ape.
Cliff, your delivery of jokes is as bad as your delivery of the mail.
Oh, mighty Joe Young strikes back there.
How'd you become a mailman anyway? Would you flunk out of toll booth school?
All right, now, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know why dogs hate mailmen? They just want to be like everyone else.
All right, that's it. It's go time.
Okay, fellas, this is the guy I've been telling you about.
Oh, come on.
Clay, look at yourselves here. Cliff, this is your friend Norm. Norm, it's your buddy Cliff. You don't want to do this now, do you?
All right. Hey, whoa, somebody help me here, man. Hey, stop it.
Now, listen, you guys have been friends for years. Think of all the things you've done together. You're drinking beer together. And I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff.
Hey, you know, you're partly at fault here.
You made fun of his profession and you refused to pay him. And you, Norm. Actually, you didn't do anything at all, did you? I'll tell you what, why don't you let me hold him and you biff him one?
I don't know, Sammy. See, I just want this to be over with.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I'm sorry, no, just make out a bill and I'll pay it.
I'll give you that discount.
All right, I guess that monkey stuff was a little bit out of line, huh?
It's actually pretty funny, but it's a small man who can't laugh at his own profession, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to let bygones be bygones, all right? And the important thing is we're just still friends.
You mind, guys?
Oh, no. Sorry.
I'm sorry about everything that happened.
Cliff, I'm even sorrier for what's about to happen.
Huh? What do you mean?
Let's go shoot some stick.
Hey, Woody.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Fine. Look, I was just passing by and I wanted to return your gloves. Thanks for letting me use them.
Hey, my pleasure. Listen, could you hang on a second? I got some friends who'd love to meet.
Yeah.
Miss Hal, you'll never guess who's here. Bob Urich.
Woody, it's been a horrible night. I'm really not in the mood to be teased.
No, it's the truth. He's really here.
Woody, go away!
She's a big fan of yours. Hey, guys! Bob Urich's here!
Oh, sure, Wood. Who's he with? Liz Taylor?
You're not, are you?
No.
Look, Woody, we were shooting late, and I'm having a few people over. You want to come by?
You bet.
Yeah, come on.
Great.
My car's right outside.
Could you hang on a second? I want to check here.
Sure.
Hey, Sam, Robert Urich's here. He wants me to go over to his house. Can I leave?
Woody. All right, yeah, whatever you say.
Great. We're out of here.
Good night.